Now, at this stage, I'd just like to explain Kolb's learning cycle. I don't want to get too technical, as we'll have some activities based on it afterwards, but I'd like to explain the model first. Of course, feel free to ask questions as we go along.
Excuse me, John, but will there be a handout on this?
Sure, Greg, and for no extra charge. Right. So, Kolb proposed that learning goes in a cycle, and here you can see the complete model. I just want to start off with the four orange outside boxes. Each of these represents one of the stages of the learning cycle. The first of these, at the top, refers to concrete experience. What do you think that might involve?
Working on a building site?
Maria?
Well, to be more sensible, I guess it's like a lot of life. You just learn by doing things.
That's true. Every day is full of experiences and therefore learning opportunities. But if we just had experiences, we might not get the value from them, and we might repeat the same mistakes. Let me give you a simple example. Some time ago, I was on my way to a presentation for a really important customer of ours. I was so focused on the presentation that I didn't bother to listen to the traffic reports. So, when I got onto the highway, there were roadworks and I got stuck in a terrible traffic jam several kilometers long. I was 3 hours late to the customer, and the BPF board weren't impressed at all.
I'll bet. Nightmare.
Exactly. And that's where the next stage comes in, which is reflective observation. Sitting in the car, I had plenty of time to think about what a bad decision I'd made to travel by car on a Monday morning, especially as I hadn't bothered to check the news first.
So, you're saying that I can think about things, but making sense of things is another matter?
Yes. And that point takes us to the third stage, abstract conceptualization, which is abstract conceptual thinking, basically.
Sounds a bit deep. Are you sure we do all this? I mean, if we analyzed things so much, would we have time to have any experiences?
Well, if you're sitting in a car for 3 hours, you do. But to continue with this example, my abstract conceptual thinking came to the conclusion that car travel to important meetings on a Monday morning was just too risky.
Okay. And how does the final stage fit into this story?
This is called active experimentation. Here you've had an experience, thought about it, and formed a theory. You then plan to do something differently to see what happens.
So, what did you do?
Well, from then on, I took the train the day before and stayed overnight. I've never had a problem since. And, in fact, we won a big order from that same customer.
Don't you just love a happy ending?
I think I'm a more analytical person. Do you have to do all four stages?
That's an important point. Naturally, we're all different, and people have different learning preferences when it comes to...